Continuing Siman Kuf Pei Dalad towards the end of the Siman. So here we have the din of Bedika when the time of the Vesis arrives, Bedika Kishyagia Shasa Vesis. Again, the first few sources we've seen already a number of times. The Mishnah says, Emidadav Tesom Ralav Kol Hanashim Becheskas Tara Labalayan. It's assumed that a woman is Becheskas Tara, unless we know otherwise. And even Haboim and Haderech, if a person comes, he was away for a while, he returns home, and the Shein Lahem Becheskas Tara, the assumption is the wife is Tahara and he can have relations with her. Rashi comments in the second source, Tesom Ralav Kol Hanashim Becheskas Tara Labalayan, below Bedika. Even if she doesn't do a bedika, shalohuzko bedika or suka betaris. The previous mishnayos, we know that the woman who was in taris, who was involved in, you know, handling taris, we have a special din that she has to do bedika. As far as the husband is concerned, no bedika is necessary. And even though Rashi doesn't say it, the Rambam says in the Perish HaMishnah, we saw this before, we'll see it in the Yad HaChazak also, he doesn't even have to ask, right, whether she's a need or not. Okay? Right before he has a relation with her, the assumption is Tahara, and that even if he comes home having been away, you can assume that she's Mutter. However, the Gemara modifies that. That was the Mishnah on Tesor and Aleph. The third source, the Gemara modifies that on the bottom of Tesor and Aleph. Ella Itmar Hakmiyatmar, Amar Huna Lo Shano Ella Shalagia Shas Vesta, Avagia Shas Vesta Asura. That's only true that if while he was away, the time of the expected vessels didn't arrive. Then when he comes back, she remains Becheskas Tara, as Rashi says in 4, Lo Shonu, Bechimotza Tochim and also Lo Boy Bedika, that which we said she doesn't even need a Bedika, that's Eloshalogia Eis Vesta. Betoch Osen Yomim Shah Bederech, her vessels didn't arrive during those days when he was away. We go on Isha Vesta, Lo Higia Besoch Osen Yomim. We're talking about a woman who has a vessels Kavua, and that date didn't arrive while he was away. Avol continues the Gemara. Yishas Vesta, okay, as Rashi fills in, Kodem Biyosim and Aderech, but if while he was away before he returned, her Shas Vesta arrived, then Asura, meaning Asura Bili Bedika, right? It means she would have to do a Bedika. Asura, as Rashi says, Doreach Bizmanoba, Oroch Bizmanoba, right? Their period comes at a time, we assume, that they're supposed to come. So the Gemara says, Kosover Vestas Doraisa. The assumption here is that Vestas Doraisa. Right, as Rashi says, we've seen it already several times. What does it mean, Vesta Daraisa? Halacha l'Moshe Misinai. The Mechazkin in law, Betuma Sofik. Right, Rashi calls Vesta Daraisa a halacha l'Moshe Misinai, according to that view. It's halacha l'Moshe Misinai. And therefore, we would assume that she's a Tuma, at least a Sofik Tuma. And Rabbi Barchana clarifies that and says, no, Afilo Higiyah Shaz Vesta Namim Uteris, Kasava Vesta Drabon. He says, even if the Shaz Vesta did arrive, I feel like Gishas Vesta. You say Vist Vestas Drabona. What does Vestas Drabona mean? Rashi says, Hitzrichua Chacham Livdok Biyom Vesta Shematire. What is the requirement? The requirement to do Bedika on the day of the Vestas because she might see Umiya Hechadulahab Beir, but if he wasn't around, okay, below Yadina, he Bodka, below Bodka, Lomas Hapkina, Betuma. Okay? In other words, according to this, the idea of Vestas Drabona, I want to clarify, the idea that Vestas Drabona means that Bishas HaVesta, she has to be Machmer. But not that we are choshesh that she actually saw dam. You follow, right? That's what Vesas Drabona will mean, that there's a takana Drabona, and that Bishas HaVesas, she has to do a bedika. That's what Rashi's telling us, right? Vesas, it's important Rashi, really, there, okay? Dibur Maskel Vesas Drabona, the last Rashi in 4. Rashi's saying Vesas Drabona means, what does it mean? Vesas Drabona, what? What a Masakin? Your Masakin, it's Rechua Chachamim Livdog, beyond Vesta. That's what Vestas Drabona means. The Chachamim required her to do a Bedika. But not that we assume that if she... That's Bishas Vestas, right? When the time of the Vestas arrives. Then we have to be Machamim. But not that we're Choshesh, that maybe she saw Adam, right? That's what it means. Now, the implication of the Gemara here, okay, that really no Bedika is necessary at all, right? That's what it looks like. No Bedika is necessary at all if it's not, you know, Bishas Vestas. There's another Gemara, which we also, continuing really that same sugya on Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, again, the same issue of whether Vestas Dreis Drabonim, which we discussed at length. So, same Gemara, we've seen this already. So, I can go this quickly, right? We've seen this already, yeah. So, Gemara says, Itmar, Isha Sheisho Vestas, okay, Yiyah Shas Vesta, below Bodka, although self Bodka, later on she did a Bedika afterwards, not at the time of the Vestas. So, Amara, Bodka, Motzos Tmeya, Tmeya, Torah, Torah. Rav says it goes by whatever the result of that Bedika was. Shmuel says, no. Shmuel, I feel about Kamatzah's Torah. Not me, Tmeya, Nisha Ark was going to Ba. right? And Shmuel disagrees. The Gemara suggests Lema Vesis Knigul. The Gemara Sovar Shmuel holds Doraisa. Shmuel would say Vesis Doraisa, and therefore, even if she inspects herself later and finds herself to be Tahora, that's not enough. We assume that Orech was not involved, and she actually had a reason either, because Vesis Doraisa. But how is that? So Shmuel, Gemara Sovar Rav holds on Rabbanan. So Amar Bizera, no, the Chulei Alma Vesis Doraisa. Everyone can agree Vesis Doraisa. As Rashi says, the Chulei Alma in six. Rashi says, "Afilu Rav Mo did a Vesis Doraisa." God, the Kama, the Mitzvos of Torah. That's Kishabodka Bashir Vesis Shol Vesto. That's if you did the Bedika immediately, so to speak, right? The Vaday have a dam, have a Mishkachem. You would have found that it would have been dam. Shmuel, so Afilu Echad, Afilu Achit Mea. Dorochus Mana Ba, Hovelo Bodka Bashar Vesis Mamish. Okay, even after immediately is not good enough. It has to be Shas versus Mamish. Even if it was right afterwards, that's not enough. That's the machlokas, right? Khan says the Gemara, Khan Shabbat Kos Asma Kashir versus immediately. And Khan, that's when he agrees, that's when Rav says that Botzko wants a Torah, so he did it pretty much right away. And Khan Shabbat Kos Asma Kashir versus. If not, we Yitzchak Mores is Gufar Kum Gidim. He goes back to the first way. The Mar Sovar versus the Raisa, Mar Sovar versus the Rabban. Omer B'sheish is Ketanoi, this is really Machok is Tanoi. Rebleza Omer Tamei Nido. Okay, Rebshu Omer Tibdok. Okay, what does Tamei Nido mean? Rashi fills in. Im Higi Vesta Velo Vodka, Kosar Vesta Zeraisa, she's Tamei. And Rebshu says, no, Tibdok, do a Dvedika. And even Lachar Vesta, even after the time, do a Dvedika afterwards. Okay, Motsosa Tamei, Tamei Mishas Vesta, Torah, Torah. Okay, other Tamei, yeah, you know, whatever the result of that Dvedika is, fine. Okay, these chacham were like other chacham earlier tanaim. Fine, machlokes. Now the implication of this gemara is that she can be tahora, but the chachamim say what? Tivdo, she should still do a bedika. You know, the gemara in Tesvav implied that even without a bedika she's tahora. Here the chachamim say they hold it. The chacham would say vesis drabonon, right? The chacham say vesis drabonon, but you still do a bedika. And you rely on that bdika. What does Vesta Rabbana mean? It means we rely on that bdika afterwards. It's a little bit of a possible steering. Now, Tosus, on Tazan Ralph, again, the Master of Nachum Bar Yitzchok, which we've seen already, points out near the halacha the Vesta Rabbana, and he brings riyas that many Rishonim will see say the same thing, Vesta Rabbana, because we're passing like Rab against Shmuel, Rab Yisur, and also passing like Yeshua against the Belezer. Other rules fit in. Okay, and the end Tosfos says, we call Mokum near a three lines on the bottom, the halacha vestis to Rabbanan, for the preachers. He has various rayas, and that's what Acha says, Rabbi Chaigon, the Shulta says, Rabbi Chanal says, Hilcha. Here's the key, last two lines. Hilcha, Isha Sheish Lavestas, Isha Sheyesh Lavestas, below Bodko Bishas Vesta, Vacharka Bodko Matos Tahora Tahora Labaila. Okay, Miu, near the Chatchila, Tzricha Lido Bishas Vestas. The Chatchila, she should do a Bedika Bishas Vestas. Even though she didn't do it, you can rely on a later bedika because Vesis Rabbanan, okay? And that's how it's mashma in the Gemara Tazan, like we said, that she does have to do a bedika later. L'chatchila, she should do the bedika, comes out from Tosus, L'chatchila, she should do the bedika b'sha'as ha-Vesis. If she didn't, and she did a bedika later on, so then we rely on that bedika later on, right? L'chatchila, she should do a bedika. So again, the mashmos is that she should still do a bedika later on. And that's really the subject of Machlokes Rishonim. You saw it in three different sheets. Okay, well, they have to do a bdika later on. The Ran, commenting on the Rif, I printed the Rif, the Rif doesn't indicate clearly one way or another, except where the Ran learns it. The Rif in Shavuos, Dalal and Bay is going over to Hamad Aleph, quotes the thing, the story which the Gemara itself mentions. Later, Tanur Rabbanim, Hachamorin, Vahapolin, Vahaboy, Beis Ovel, Beis HaMishnah, Nishayin, Lohen, Bechez, Kistara. Right, if someone comes home from wherever he was, we saw this Rif also. The assumption is the wife is Becheskes Tara, who born in the Shomana, they can be with him, sleep with him, etc. Bein Aros, Bein Yishenos, Amed Var Momer, Kishinich Becheskes Tara. Amen Yuches Tamea, La'olam, he Becheskes Tamea, Adj Tomelo Tahora Ani. Okay, unless, if you left the Torah, if you left the Tamea, then she has to correct the, status, indicate the status quo. So the Ran on that riff on Hamad Aleph and Shavuos, New Master of Garcinon, he points out the following: Rav Fasi Zal Kosa, Zu Sheshanin B'Sof Pirkin Hachamorim V'Apolim Neshem Lachistorim V'Lo Chilek Bein Higiyu Me'Onosa U'Shas Vesta L'Lo Higiyu. Notice the Ran points out. Notice that that Gemara that the Rif here is quoting does not distinguish between whether Higiyu Shas Vesta or not. Our Gemara indicates, right? Our Gemara says, Lo Shanu. Our Gemara Tezayin says, Lo Shanu. Lo Shanu. The difference whether he gives Shas Vester or not he gives Shas Vester. The Rift does not make that chiluk. The Lo Chilek, Bein Higir Me'erosu Shas Vester, Lo Higir. You see the point that the Rift is Madaik, and the Ran is Madaik in the Rift. He makes no distinction, as it was a simple reading of our Gemara. Okay, the Rift is not Mechalek between, you know, before or after. We seem to say that, again, look back at three, Lo Shanu Elo Shalo Yishas. Elo Yishas as the Surah, unless she does a B'dika. Alright, if she does a B'dika, then it'll be okay. But the Rift does not seem to require that B'dika, right? It doesn't say that. He's not Mechalek between a B'dika before or after the Shas Avesis. Okay, that's what the Ran is pointing out. He says, Afa Rambam Zal. Kosov Paragdamat Zurbiyish, Ishish Yesh Lavesis. You only have to worry about the time the vest itself. If it's past, but if it's afterwards, it's afterwards. You don't have to worry about it at all. Okay? And so he works out how the Gemara explain how the Gemara works. He clarifies that the Gemara works out that when the Gemara says tochime in onos, it means haina onos havesis lafuke yoma on atzmo shalo tomar. Don't think the bebamin adarchi kilu shalo chosh af la onos havesis atzmo. The Gemara is telling us, don't think that when a guy comes home, even if it's the onos havesis itself, we make it even there. That far no. That then you need a bedikah. You follow? It comes back on the day that far we don't go. That's what the Rana say. Shalom Tomar. The Babamin Aderech Hikilu Sholachosh Afonos Vez Atzma. Kamashron the Beinon Shechosh Shalom Teomeres Achshav Besoch Onos Haveses. Okay? And that's how they learn when it says Tibdo and so on. Alright? And, okay, so the basic point of the Rana, you can read further, he just spells through the Gemara. Okay, and then he has a different question about that. You're not allowed to have relations when she's sleeping. Okay, but anyway, the point is that the Rif is not machalik between kodem or achar, shas, bedika before or after the shas avesis. The simple reading of the Gemara in Tesuav as we saw it, is that there is a difference between kodem and lachar. Okay, but the Ran says, no, the chilik is not. The chilik is between what? On the time of the avesis and before or after. He reads that, he thinks the Rif understands the Gemara. In other words, the chilik is not between kodem shas vesta and achar shas vesta, but rather the chilik is between on the shas vesta and not on shas vesta, whether before or after. Okay, it was the chova with the lachatchila to do a bedika. That's only b'shas vesta atzmo. But before or after, no bedika is needed. That's how the Rambam. That is the most cool dekashita here. Okay, that no bedika is necessary at all. Right. Either before, except if it's mamish the yom avesis, and that's how he understands the Rambam. Also, you look in the Rambam. You follow the Ram. Look in the Rambam. Perik dal alachates. Kol anoshim sheishon avesis becheskes talav alein ad shetorot v'ani. Oh, ad shetuchzot nidim shkenasei. Fine. Halach bailam medinas hayah lemdinah cheres v'nicha torah kishavu. Ain't no tzarich even lisholo. Doesn't have to ask her. Afilu motzi yishena harayz it mutol avala shalom bonus vesta. As long as it's shalom, that's part of the diak of the Rif. You said the Ran shalom bonus vesta. As long as it's not onus vesta, meaning the day itself. That's how you learn. Not shalom right now. There ain't no chosh shemini day. He doesn't say anything about a bedika, right? So no bedika is needed, according to this view. So in other words, and later on in Parakhes Halach Yud Beis, the Rambam writes also. And even the bedika b'shas says only chatchila is only what we should do. So shoch v'lo bodka, so he remains b'cheskes tara. That's what he said. Halachid beis, halachid gimel. Ha'ish shelo bodka atz b'shas vesta. La'achar yom bodka motzos tmeya. Then after b'shit tmeya b'afreya shas vesta k'moshis boyer. But hareiza en mitam es bolu b'afreya. A different din, but the point is again, what comes out of the Shulchan Aruch that the Rambam mean that there's no din of bedika. It seems that there's no din of bedika other than b'shas vesta itself, and there it's only chatchila. So the Ran says this cool is even if she never did a bedika, even after the vestas, we don't worry that maybe she got her period. I mean, well, why? Because the mere fact that she consents, she's tova, she consents to be with him, indicates that it's okay. That's consent and that it's okay. Yeah.
The shas does mean the hour of what you got, or does it mean that day?
Yeah, that's a further question. Let's assume for the time the hour for now. Okay, yeah. We'll see the show tomorrow. So one second. So this shita is shita number one, the Rishon, it's the most makel. Okay, once the vessel passes, okay, then she's muteris even without a bdika lechatchila. Maybe she'll do a bdika then too, but that's the din of vessels to rabbanon. That din of vessels to rabbanon is that once the time passes, then she's muteris even without a bdika. Okay, that is shita number one. Some Rishonim disagree. The Rambam disagrees. You know, it's interesting. The Rambam doesn't say anything there on the Rambam, but Kumi didn't learn the Rambam that way. Right, because the Rambam does say she needs a, she needs a bedika. Well, it could be he didn't read the Rambam. But let's take a look at what the Rambam says in the Balei Nefesh. Shara Tikan Avetzim Aleph. Tchila Nomar Ki Chashash Aves Darbonani. First he says Aves Darbonan, and he brings the same Raya as I've written the whole thing. It's Aloch Yerav Yisur, and we follow like Rebellas against Yeshua, all the things, and that's the Aloch. Okay, and. Yeah, and that's fine. Rabbi Chai Gon says it. All the Mahag says it. Fine. And as far as the drusha, the Rabbit adds, we didn't see this in the Rishon and the Tosfos, but he adds, and that which we say vizartem is bnei Yisrael b'tumah. So that's not a smacka. Mihu, look at the second paragraph that I'm going to explain. You have it. Mihu afal gav the chashash rabbanani, even though it's only chashash rabbanan, even though vesh rabbanan. Om rabbanim shmigi yom vesh velo bodka velo rosa. You still then you didn't do the bedika when you were supposed to do it, so you have to do bedika later on. Then be matzah tar Torah, matzah tamei tmeya. Then it goes over that bedika reveals. You follow? We darmina tivdo or tivadei shamina minah shibeches because tumah asur l'shamishad shetivdo. Not like the Rambam says. Not like the Rambam learns in the Rif. You don't even need the bedika. No. You still better do a bedika later. You're supposed to do it at the time. You didn't do it. So she's asura to do bedika later. That which we say, I thought the Gemara says you only asura that day, that owner, that whole day. That's if you did the bedika and you're Torah, you're still asura that day. Fine. Okay? Dafka gab the tzara klipa shmen as some of the master. Dafka osa on levad. Abba shar onos shalifne osa on earlier. Earlier not. Abba la achar haveses. I feel look at the last line. Abba la achar haveses. I feel look kama onos asura ad shetido. So this is a minakotz al akotz, right? In other words, the Ram learns with the Riff and the he has the Ram. There's no bedikas needed at all. And well, again, you're supposed to do a bedika b'shas vesta. Fine, but after that, if you didn't do it, you didn't do it. And the Ravid says you need it, and that's how the Ramban agrees with the Ravid also. Look in source 13, Perek Hay of Hilchos Nida, the Ramban, Os Yud, Chashash Haves Nivri Sofrim, Lefichach Avra Kol Onos Haveses, Ubadka Motor Mutaris Shamish, but Lo Badka, Afal Pi Shlo Yagisha, okay, Shavorach Asura Ad Shetivdo. She sensed the arrival of the period, she didn't have any sensations. Nonetheless, Asura, so he agrees with the Rabbi, right? This, he requires a Bedika. The Chi of Bedika is absolute, and she's Asura until there's a Bedika. So what does Vestas Rabbanon mean? As the other Rishon, we saw the Ran explain, okay, we learned the Rambam. So what does Vestas Rabbanon mean? Vestas Rabbanon means, if it's Rabbanon, you can see the words inside, okay? Sorry, let's find the right words here. Good to see it. Can't find words. So the words vestis to rabbanon. What is vestis? Okay, that's one place. Yeah, what does vestis to rabbanon mean? Well, Tosfos also. It doesn't matter. Good. Look at Rashi, source 4. Good. What does vestis to rabbanon mean? He trichua chachamim livdok b'yom vesta. That's what vestis to rabbanon mean. The chacham said the yom vesta should do it, but not that there has any ramifications if she didn't do it. Right? And according to these Rishonim, so how do they learn Vestas Rabbanon? Vestas Rabbanon means that this later Bedika helps. You have to do a Bedika later. But because Rabbanon will rely, if she comes out to be Torah, will rely and will say, Taka, she's Torah, we won't say, Oroch was on above. It would have been Daraisa, would have said, we have to be Choshesh, that she got her period at the expected time. You follow? That's what Vestas Rabbanon means. There's still a Chiyah Bedika. Okay? But Vestas Rabbanon means that we'll rely on that Bedika. And we won't say that, no, it goes back, and we assume that she got her period of time when she expected it. That's how these were shown, the Ramban and the Rivet. The Rashbam, the Torah Sabayis, also agrees, not surprising with the Ramban, Talmud Ramban. He adds something else afterwards, it's important to us, which I printed, I should have, could have printed it separately, but it's here. Torah Sabayis, by Zion Shar Gimel, 14. The Kamel and Kamar and Domar Vesed Rabban, he brings the same thing, because we pass like Rav against Shmuel. Okay, but look at the end of the third line. Umiu Asura Ad Shetivdok Umotzatar. Like the Ramban, he remains also until the Bdikin comes out of the Torah, Shari Choshesh, Shema Baorech, Aorach, Afo Pis or Gisha. Okay? And behind the Komara, Bodko Motzatar Torah. That's it. He's Mitaik in the Gemara. Look back in the Gemara. Okay, what was the case when Rav spoke up? Okay, in 5. All right? Omar Rav, look in 5, in Tezan Abadal. Itmar, Isha Shesha Vesvi Gisha Svetal Bodkolos, Uvaso Bodko. Omar Bodko, the case is she did a Bedika. The Gemara's assumption is a Bedika here. Right? The simple reading of the Gemara is that there was a Bedika. Again, I was on Tezayin. Tezvav looked like not. I mean, maybe, again, I want to say it's a steer in the Gemara. Just didn't mention it. But it could be that this machlokes we've shown him, that what's the Iker Limud? Is the Iker Limud? It's clear, like the Rashbam writes, it's clear from the Sugya on Tezayin. You look at it, that's the case. Then she did a Bedika. That's the case. So therefore, say, yeah, you need to do that bdika later. That's the Rivet and the Ramban and the Rashbam. You need to do that bdika later. Right? You need that bdika later. Tezvav, it doesn't look like you need to do the bdika. But okay, it could be that's the machlokas of which Gemara is Iker. But anyway, that's what the Hanu the Komara Bodko wants a Torah. Okay, the time Shuamar Tivdok Amalakulu Bdika Miyabaya. Right, the Rashbam is reading the simple reading of the Gemara and Tezayim that you do it definitely the bdika. Okay. Now, all of this, of course, is talking about someone who has the vessels. Right? That's the case. So, where the vessels arrive the day the vessels arrive. That's when you should change the vessels. Now, the three lines at the bottom, I'm just reading it now, we're going to come back to what the Rashbam throws in. Behu adin lemisha ein lo vessels. Begir eis vesta by the benin, it's the 30 day, whatever, or since the last time. Right? Shiyom shloshim luyasa. Hareza surah achetivta. We bought komotza Torah Torah. He says also that someone who's ain't a vessel ain't a kavua. Okay? If that day arrives. But, Yeshla is once the day 30 arrives, an expected day arrives. But, Yeshla vessel she'ino kavua, v'hu lo b'pachos me'onu b'enis, and now he comes back, she'ino kavua. And it comes back in less time than that. Kagon Shirala Esther Hamisha Kyotzmidah. Afal Pisha Lobotka Kavan Shogisha Bidam Areza Tor Belobadika Klal. The Rashbam throws in that someone who's vessels ain't a kavur, okay, then she's muteris even without the Badika. Okay? Afal Pisha ain't lobotka. A vessel she ain't a kavur, and you know that and on a baininess so that day didn't arrive yet, then let's assume day 30. So he comes back on day 25, then she doesn't need a bedikah at all. In other words, the Rashbam says the whole chumrah of requiring a bedikah, that's only by Isha Sheishah Vesas. The Vesas Kavua. Okay, but by Vesas Ain't a Kavua, then it'll agree with the Rana. You know what I'm saying? They'll agree with the Rana and the Rana and the Rana. What would the Rive and Ramban say in case? I'm not sure. Would they be machmir even there? You always need a bedikah. That's inviolate. It's not clear. You follow the chilat Rashbam makes? Rashbam says that Isha, if she doesn't have a vessel kavua, is a vessel shayna kavua, okay, a vessel shayna kavua, so then you don't need a bedikah. Okay, well, put that point aside, we'll come back to that. But Lamaisa, so far, two shitas. Okay, the way the Ram learns the riff, and by the way, I think it applies like that in Tosus, okay, and the way the Ramam seems to say that no bedikah is needed, the Ravid and the Ramban says a bedikah is needed, and Rashbam agrees with that, la'alocha. In the regular case. And a third opinion is the Iran, which we've seen, the Sefer Iran, the Velazim Mitzvah Simchav Vav, or the old print Kuf Tzari Beis. He says that he's the most Chumadik Kashita. He says, Lanida, quote unquote, Marnida, okay, if Marnida Tazan Rav, our Gemara, okay, Upirish, in the second line of Upirish, Zer, the Hecha, the Vodka, Atzvot, Kashir, Vesis. Printing mistake, it should say, it's a computer wrong. Say Vesis, Kashir Vesis, this was Bissamit, not a mem, so please. Pirish miyadi, right? We discussed it already. Baha kamarav the tar tarva ichra Ichara, achar ves, afilu tor, tame, the vest at the raisa appears to kind of like the ilu ain't the raisa. Again, we saw the sheet a few times. We saw the sheet of the ram a few times. Okay, what comes out is that even though, I mean, he says vest at the raisa means we treat it like a deraisa. So that's, if bodka b'shas vesta, then okay, but if not, then she's going to be usher even with a bedika. Samchina la'uki ilu ein daraisa, rekuz not a bus. So she'll be usher. Okay, look at the words. Aval ichra achar vesas afilu tar. Either she did that bedika and found tar. Tomei. The vesta daraisa. That's a third. You see how it's a third shita? A bedika doesn't help. So mamish ranges from you don't need a bedika to you need a bedika to a bedika doesn't even help. No good. You follow? Those are the three shitas in the Mishnah. Got it? Yeah, good. How do we pass on Shulchan Aruch? Some kuf pei dalat ziftes by us. 16. Sharnoshim tzvichos bedika kishiyagia haveses. Over, good, that we all agree. With the time of the vest, we need to bedika. Over haves velo bodka velo regisha. Tahora below bedika. Chabad seems to pass like the Rambam and the Rif, the way the Rambam learned. Even though bedika is necessary. But yesh omrim. Shasura achativdo. But some say that's the Ramban of the Rabbi, the Rashba. They know it's usher until she does the bedika. This is im yeshlo vesis kavua. It's we're talking about if she has the vesis kavua, or oshiom lamed apishena kavua, the owner benis, which we'll come back to. Okay, v'hachi nahog, and that's the minik is to require a bedika. Okay, so Mechaber quotes both. Is first is that we the Iranian, by the way, is not even quoted at all. The bedika doesn't help. It's not even brought at all. Okay. So Shitas 1 and 2, Shitas 1 and 2 are quoted. First he quotes is Stam. Excuse me, Stam Achra is the Torah below Bedika, but eventually the Yesh Omrim that requires a Bedika. Now it's interesting because later on in Kuf Pei Tes, I printed this Kuf Pei Tes in Dalet 17, Od Yesh Chiluk Bein Kvato Gimel Pamim Lo Kvato Gimel Pamim, right? The difference between establishing a Vesis Kavua or not. Shakavua afopisha avra onas velogisha asura l'shamish adche tivdok v'tim tzitora. Someone who has a vesis kavua, even though now the time passed and nothing happened, she's still usher until she does the bedika, and the bedika is required. So that's like whom? That's again like the Ramban and the Ravid, right? That's like we quoted the Yesh Omrim. Here the Shulchan Aruch is so same like the Yesh Omrim. Here in Kuf Pei Tes, he's so same like the Yesh Omrim Kuf Pei Dalet. You see? That a bedika is required. Asur l'shamish ad shetivdok v'tim shetorah. V'shaloku ato gimel pamim. If she didn't have a kriyas, you know, she vessels ain't a kavua. Then imigias mana vessel or bar kavul rasa. If the time came and nothing happened, then came on shavu onosim mutaris. On a benis shalamid yom dina kavessis kavua. Okay, doesn't say there whether she'll need a bedika or not. Like the Rashba, it doesn't say. In the case of Onash of Vesuzera Kavua. But anyway, I just want to point out that you have two sources in the Shulchan Aruch on the Machlokas Rishonim. There are three of Machlokas Rishonim. The Iranim is dismissed. Doesn't seem quoted a law, Alocha. In Kuf Pei Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch first is so saying that it's Mutu without a Bedika, she's Mutaris without a Bedika, but Yeshom need a Bedika, and Kuf Pei Tes, the later Simon, he says she, you need a Bedika. Okay? Alright, now if you look in the Taz, Taz by us. Yeah, so that's the old problem. The Ramah, I mentioned sometimes it's printed in Ramah. I think it's printed in the Ramah script. It's in the Ramah font, Rashi script. So is that the Ramah or is it the now based on Kuf Pei Tes? You can say it's the Mechaber himself, okay, or someone who later added that based on what says Kuf Pei Tes. Okay, I don't know. Yeah. The Chonim, by the way, say I think. In the Taras Habayis, not the Achronim say that we follow some Kuf Pei Tes. It requires a bedika. It requires a bedika. Yeah.
But nowadays there's no Vesis
Kavua. Oh, we'll come to that. We'll see in a second.
We don't even. I mean, assuming it's less than the Onabedanus.
Yeah.
Everyone agrees you don't need a bedika.
That's what it looks like, yeah.
Or is it everyone forget you and you do nothing?
No, but no, you don't have to do it.
No, no.
Right. Okay, now, the Taz, by us and Kuf Pei Dalet, okay, the Yesh Omen Shasura Ad Shetivdok. Taz writes, "I feel a bodka at zman harbe, okay? Because vessels are bottom, so we rely on that dig. Even if it's much later, even if it's much later. Below Armin and Shem enough for the zman vessels. Maybe it came out and the blood, fell on the floor. Something disappeared. Okay. I told you if I made a mistake, I printed the Shach of Kotten Chav Gimel from Kuf Pei test by mistake. So let's X that out. Basically, he points out from the Shofar. He basically points to the Bach. The Nadavon agrees. Nadavon agrees with this Kula. Okay. And then we dismiss the Rebbe Lezer Mitz off hand. So the Bach, maybe we'll look at the 20. Look it up yourself, we saw it already. He spells out the Mishonim on it. Of course, you say Fatshum, I think. Others, I printed the wrong thing, I apologize. Look at 20. The Bach says in Kuf Pei Dalet, Davka Be'en Lo Vessel, Yesho Vessel Asura Ad Shetivdo, Milo Afil Lo Borke Ela Achai Zman Harbe Mo Torah Torah, Aval Ha Rebbe Lezer Mitz. That's the Yireim. Kosu B'Sevi Yireim, Taloch Yerb Zeyre, Perak HaLayad, the Dafka be Bodka Atzma Miyad Lachar Vesta Toch Shir Vesta Umatza Torah Torah Abim Lo Bodka Tochas Manazeh Af Al Pi Shala Achar Shir Vestas Bodka Atzma Torah Temeya the Chazaka Orach or Orach Bizman Obav and Afal Arat Ad Khan Lashono. Now Umevia Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef quotes El Shad Dachom Alacha, but he rejected it. Okay, why? Still, I'll tell you why. Lafisha Kala Posk Mesirlu because the majority of the Rishonim say not that way. Vani Omer says the Bach the Roy Lochos Lahachmir Linyan Meiser. The Chaim Possum say Bachuma, the Kachi Maskas Amorachai, the Kachu Zombe Ago Saridura, the Chosnida, Bishem Asmak, and so on. He says, not so fast. The Beis Yosef says the majority, maybe he's right, but many big Possum say it. Okay, and therefore the Bach has a Chumra that if you have, the Tzaddik is not going to help. Yeah.
The Bach Machmir always is.
He's very Machmir.
In general, like all Shabbat?
No, I don't say just need that. I don't have enough of an expansive knowledge of all Shabbat. But he's not always Machmir.
That's not as good. Everybody
quoted him. Yeah, we quoted him. Yeah, and either is Machmir. Yeah, that's correct. And either is Machmir. Okay. The Pesachei Tshuva by us, Kuf Pei Dalet, Sukkot New Test. Okay, he quotes the Bach, right? He said, with due respect to the Bach, the poskim say we're not choshish. First. Okay, the Bach wants to be choshish, right? He says it's Bach, right? But he's not choshish. Okay, now. All right, good. Straightforward, simple. Right? All right, now what about, so? But this is all talking about Vesas Kavua. What about Vesas Eina Kavua? So we saw the Rashba, the Prishim. Here in Sukkuf Beidal, Oshim Ches, 22. Afilo Ha Vesas Kavua, Avar Yom Rog, etc. Avil Yesh Lachshish. The Besof Simon is there, Kosar Rabbeinu Moshe Rashba, Malima Chokas, the Be'ein Lo Vesas Kavua, Eino Tzvicha Bedika. Okay, we said that, that's based on Rashba, right? She doesn't need a Bedika, except for the 30th day, but let's say before that, and so we don't need, a Bedika, if she has no Vesas Kavua, she doesn't need a Bedika. Yet, with a Simon Kuf Peivov, Masik Vishem Harosh, the Ishe Lo Vesas Sula Shamish, Achetito, Kodom Tashmish. There's a chumra we'll talk about later on. About a woman. What do you mean? A woman doesn't have a set time at all. You always have to be choshish, right? Because it could happen any time. She can get up here any time. So every time you want to do tashmish, a big chumra. But every time she have to do a bedika before, add a bedika after, make sure it didn't happen. She says tashmish. Okay. So, you follow? So, how do we say here that the whole chiyuv bedika doesn't apply by the woman doesn't have a vesikavua? So he says lechora hanira lenizdaiti. The Rashba that we saw the Rashba back in 14, right? The last part of the Rashba, the part that I quoted wasn't nogeya to what we're doing then. But he says, right? He says, look at the Rashba. May as well look back at 14. Yeshlo vesis she'ena kavua. So that's what the preacher wonders about here. And so he answers, He didn't mean it. The cooler is, the Baal doesn't have to ask her. Okay, that's what it means. Doesn't mean she doesn't need bedika. It means the Baal doesn't have to ask her. Barmina mistama shabodka, because we assume she did a bedika. Aval hi atzma vada tzvicha bedika. Okay, she herself a vada needs a bedika. Okay, In other words, it didn't mean Tahara below Bedika Klal. Now, that doesn't exactly fit into the words of the Rashba, but that's where the Prisha learns. So it does need Bedika. Yeah.
He doesn't say you don't need a Bedika. He says that if you didn't do Bedika, you only need to do it later on.
Right, so but he's saying you do need to do it later on. I don't see if it fits in the words.
It's a low vodka. So that means that you should have done it because you didn't. The question is,
everyone agrees you should have. Right, that's true. The question is, you have to do another one.
So he's asking whether you have to do it later on. But if he agrees,
Everyone agrees on Hafidic, yes. Everyone agrees on Hafidic.
Right. Yeah. The question is whether you should make it up later on.
Right, if you didn't. But the point is that that goes back to what I said before. That's by Yeshua Vesis. You know
what
Yeshua Vesis?
What?
Ain't Lo Vesis. You know what Ain't
Lo Vesis?
Yeah. Ain't Lo Vesis. So which one of those is spelled out? Ain't
Lo Vesis says, in 17, yes, Lo Vesis for low vodka.
Right.
That implies you should do a Vedika, you just didn't.
Yes, yeah, right.
So he still says you have to do Vedika at the time. He says that you don't have to make it up. Forget
right.
It.
Right.
Why is he asking, why is he not requiring Vedika, but he does require Vedika? He just said, you're fine.
One second. Are you asking what is Kasha in him?
He's asking, he's reading that Ina Street for Bedika.
Later.
So
Oh.
He reads that Ina Street for Bedika, but he's not saying you don't need a Bedika. He's saying that Bedika is fine, you don't do one.
Right, but that's true. That's true in Kuf Pei Tes. You know what? So it's Kedai look at the tour, the language of the tour is in Kuf Pei Dalet. You're right about Kuf Pei Tes, it's true. Okay. I should have printed the tour. But look at the Dibur Maskil, the part that we do have here, 22. Afil Ohala Vesis Kavua, Ava Ayom Velo Bodka, it sounds like Meir doesn't need it at all. That's what he's talking about. Okay, they don't need it at all.
Ava Ayom Velo Bodka means you don't need it at all.
Yeah. Kupay Dalet.
It's interesting. Yeah. Velo Bodka usually means that you should have
Should have, yeah, it's a loss of, yeah.
You're reading an ASU.
Yeah. I have to see the exact language of the tour that he's commenting on. Anyway, but it's a little schwer anyway. I mean, that's not what the Rosh Bo said, but okay, that's how he learns.
So it's
okay.
Don't have a Vesas, you have a Vesas, and you assume that you check?
If you don't have a Vesas, because she knows she's supposed to check, so you assume that you check.
She doesn't have a
Vesas. She doesn't have a Vesas.
She does?
She does have a Vesas, so yeah, maybe you can't make that same assumption. You're asking why, I'll be sure, why there should be a difference in terms of the assumption. So I think that because a woman who has no vessels has to check regularly, so there's more of an assumption she did it, where this is irregular, less regular, possible. The Bach there mentioned the country is Achron, the same thing in Kuf Pei Dalet, the end, 23. He says, Katzman is coin, or Volk, or Falk, I think that's how it's pronounced in English, or Shul Falk, F-A-L-K. Kosov Khan, Perushim She'enon Emes. Okay, he quotes his preacher. But Bach disagrees, not true. It's just not true. Okay, it's not true. She doesn't need a Bedika, she doesn't need a Bedika. None of his business, you can assume. Like you object, he doesn't go for it. Like the Bach, I'm not saying it's the same story, but it's not true. Okay, it's not true. Right, she doesn't need a bdika, means she doesn't need a bdika. Not just enough to answer because you can assume. All right, I printed the Prisha says it, but the Bach doesn't go for it. Yes, there it is. Yeah. Okay. The Pesachei Tshuva, again by us, Sukkot and Chaf Aleph. The Dad that calls them, he meant something else, which we haven't talked about, but he mentions also, when we talked about Vesas Kavua, that's not Vesas Kavua regarding days. Okay, but vessels, mikrim shebegufa, you know, physical vessels. We've talked about a little bit, right? She has physical, her stomach hurts, her head is heavy, whatever. Okay, then the lobor kafilu vessel in a kavua asur l'shamash hashativto. Then this whole kula, the Pesachei Tshuva is throwing in this whole kula. Okay, by vessels kavua, Okay, someone had vessels of days. But if she has a vessel, she always gets this headache, she always gets this stomach, and now she got it, just didn't bleed. But then we have to, then she requires a bleed. She cannot have tashmish to a bleed. So this whole kula, even according to the kula de kashita, okay, the ram and the rift and so on, but they'll agree that if it's, and the tzad of Shulchan Aruch, that's mako. Again, we look at Kuf Peitez, and it sounds like the Shulchan Aruch accepts the idea of dik anyway. But certainly you need a bleed if it's a type of vessel that's a physical vessel. Okay? That's what Pesach Truma points out. Alright. Here, the Taz quotes the tour. Okay, the Taz is the Gimel quotes the tour. Alim Yeshua Vesha dying below Kavata Gimel Pam, who Pachos Marabenis, Kigon Shiros and Chafer Hafe, goes with the Afal P, Shalom Bodka, Kavish, Logisha Bedam, Tahora below Badika, Ad Kamashna Tour, Sof Simon Zen. Okay, that's what the tour says. Okay, the Hiksha Bepresha. So he said, "Besim kuf peivav, v'ishen aves asur shamish obdika, mitoch kach herich maod b'tirutzim." He gave all these kvetching tirutzim. Okay, but v'li nirad ol kashamidi, devada isha she'ein lo vesas. Now he distinguishes between ein lo vesas and ein lo vesas. He says two different types of ein lo vesas. He says v'li nirad ol kashamidi, devada isha ein lo vesas ela regila kvar berios harve, b'li shir shavak klal b'chol pam he becheskus roa ad shetivdok. Okay. A woman has no, you know, she sees many times and it's completely random. Then you require bedika. It's talking about a woman who had a vessel kavua, and now she was shinsa from that. Not someone who has no vessels at all. Okay? V'hi tzvicha lochosh kishagia ya'od or ad yom chafhei. We discussed already. He says that the whole, it's also a chiddush. The Taz says, no, the whole kula of not requiring the bedika depends what ain love, if ain love vesas is mamish, ain love vesas, okay, that's one thing. Okay, she has the, but the kula of the Shulchan Aruch here, the cool Shulchan Aruch here is when, not that she has no Vesas Kavua, she had a Vesas Kavua, then 1 month change, like we discussed, she always saw Shkodesh, 1 month to 25, so now she's Mechoshu that day, okay, so then she's supposed to Bedika that day, if she didn't, then we make her, and we won't assume that she got it on the 25th, you follow? That's it, see the Taz, because it's also not Pashup Shat, okay, but that's what they said, okay. So different opinions about the Vesena Kavua, which of course would be relevant to us, because most of our women are not the Vesas. Halacha Lamaisa, you know, we usually require a bedika. Okay, we'll talk about shortly what kind of bedika. Okay.
If we don't require it, it's only for the other, we say, I'll say a woman nowadays, this is the
bedika
of
her Vesas. Right.
We hold that she
doesn't
even
make
it up?
No, we might, so we do. We assume a lot, but she doesn't. You try the Vesas Kavua?
The Vesena Kavua.
The Vesena Kavua, we assume she does need a bedika.
But if she misses the day?
If she misses the day, we'll still require bedika.
Even though the Shulchan
Aruch says, even though the Shulchan Aruch says, I'm sorry, let me go again. The best Shana Kavua, keep me singing up. The best Shana Kavua, okay. The best Shana Kavua. Shulchan Aruch is not clear. Look in 17. Shulchan Aruch is clear, she doesn't need the message. All it says is that the Shulchan Aruch Kavata Gil Pama, he is man of Vesu, below Bodka, below Rasa. Kevin Shavrosa Onam with Teres, but doesn't say it was the horror for some of the
people. By now, it's pretty clear that you don't need a bedika, though.
By Vesha Ena Kavu? But doesn't say it. 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 Okay? So. Yeah. Muteris, yes, but the question. We don't assume, like the rain, we don't assume that she's all sewer that far, but it's not clear that it requires a bedika, though. Okay? There is a Tosefta, the Tosefta in the ninth parak of Nida, and we've seen the Gemara quotes it. Okay, Halach Halach I just printed because it's there. It's good to see. Ha'isul and Mudal Yisrael b'tchilas haveses, kol ha'tarish os b'tchilas haveses, emtza haveses, v'sof haveses mitmeis. Okay, I should always saw at the beginning of the time. Everything the rest of the day is coming. Emtza haveses. So, kol ha'tarish os b'tchilas haveses, the horos, emtza haveses, v'sof tmeis. And the sofa verse is called Hashem Tchilas. So Emtzav as Torah is the okay, Rav Yosi Omer Af Yomim shows us in that machlokas we saw. But more to now is halacha base. Ketzer. Harisel and Mudal Yisroel Miyom Esum Miyom Esum Yishesh Shos Yishesh Shos. Right, every 20 days noon. Okay. Yom Esum Lo Rosa Sul Shamish Kalayom De Rehuda. Yosi Matar at Yishesh Shos. Over Yishesh Shos Lo Rosa Also Shamish Kalayom De Rehuda. Yosi Matar Yishesh Shos Lamal. The other way around. Reverse, but the aim mechayv and also, this is the line I want to look at. The aim mechayv and also shetei yada be'ena kol hayom elabodek es pamayim levesta pamayim. So the loshon saginor, I mean, the woman doesn't have to keep her finger in her eye all day. The loshon saginor, she doesn't have to keep doing bdikas and poking around twice. Okay, so look what the Chavos Das says. Apparently, on the basis of that Tosefta. Okay, and he has he says as follows in our siman kuf bei dal in the biurim is brought the test 27. Mira the miyeshav shah kvuah biyom avesis. The ainat tzorach your question. The ainat tzimdikarak osa shah velo kol ha'onah. That's what Chavos Das says. Now filer abonah the pligi of Yosef and Yisav gimel of shows vesis hamer kol yom lo pligi sham rakli isur tashmish. Even if Yehuda does not require bdikas all day, right? He says the iser, the whole owner is tashmish. When we call it the vizarta, avarin in bedika modu the shalos vessels. You know, when you do bedika at the expected time of the vessels. Yes, even if Yehuda holds that the whole owner is also it's also be tashmish, right? Yeah, that, okay. Raya is that? It means Raya, fine. Okay. But then he says, 1 second. Omnom, look at the end, skip to the end. Omnom, in ein lo shah kvu biyom vesta. But if she doesn't have a set time of day, this is that day. Okay? V'chein b'mishnes, mishanes, bezo gilyom, before it's not even saying that, it's over a span of a couple of days. Tzricha shetiela moch dochog kol meshach hashina. The big chumra. Okay? A woman is a vesa she'ena kavua. Okay? Vesa she'ena kavua. I mean, she spread over a couple of days. That whole hemshech of time when she could get her vessels, you have to have a mok dochuk. Mok dochuk means insert, you know, a cloth inserted to check, which checks for that. Okay? That's a chumra. Alright? Not that she's bedika, she's more. She needs to have this mok dochuk, some cloth inserted, pad inserted to check for that. So I, the Tosefta said, Aim mechayven osa sheyoda beina kolayom elabodekas pamayim levesta. It's like, how does you rule like this against the Tosefta? The Tosefta says you only have to check what? Twice, pamayim levesta.
That's
Yosef. No, but we said that Yehuda only argues in regards to Tashmish, but not regards to Bdika. So the question is if the Tosefta, okay, you don't have to look at it. That won't help Chavos Das, he already said that. Mm-hmm. Okay, you can say that the Alma. But the Pamayim, so L'chore, he learns that, yeah, that's talking about Vesas Kavua. But Vesas Shaina Kavua, which could happen any time, right? Or the whole span of time, when it might happen, the Pamayim's not enough. Pamayim's not enough. And again, it's very much so again today, when women don't have Vesas at all. You'll require a lot more Vedikas. If you're a Choshesh, for this Chavos Das. So Moshe Feinstein, Egris Moshe, Yerodei Chelekim, Asim, Memches, right. Ubiyom Avesa Shah Khajbona Shabagili Rose, Bain Bavesis Kavua, Bain Bavesis Shaino Kavua, Tsuika whenever the 30th day, whatever, Tsuika Lifrosh Mibaila, Kolayom. Okay, Imragila Rose Bain Bavalila. If she's alternates, you don't know if she sees during the day or the night, which is like today. There's no set time of day. The owner the dock, owner richtadam, it's like one long owner. I know Ace Lays. Imregila Tommy Liros Obayom Obalila, then Tifrosh Rak Osan Bavad. But if she always taka sees only the day, always taka is only the night, then that's the only time you have to be porish. And he writes here, Beroy Lahakmer Gamkin Chumas Or Zerua. He advocates the Chumas Or Zerua. The Buba Bashach, Simukum Pedal, Simukum Zan, we spoke about already. Lifrosh Ona Achas, Smucha La Ona Safesas, Inlob Mokamatzora. Unless there's some need, and unless there's some need, you should be choshesh. I think I taught point I showed you, no? The Moshe said you should be choshesh the vessel of Zeruah, the owner of the Zeruah, rather, unless there's a need. Umeshach on the rest of Tindog Atzma Kama Pa'amim. It doesn't say Pa'amim, it's a couple times. A couple times. The Eitza Tova Shetilvash Megan Lava. A good idea to wear white clothing on Samach Behita Gafala Gufa. Like a pad or underwear that are tight, you know, that the Samach, the blood can't disappear. Kolos Ona. Because the machine of film after yom tivdok mechorim is not going to have to go. Before going to sleep, you should do some sort of bedika, okay, a thorough bedika, you know, the crevices of the body and so on. That's our Moshe rules, okay. However, it doesn't require the mokdoch. That far doesn't go. Ravad Yosef and his shuvas, there'll be omer chelik vav yoredeya sinet tes zayin os vav maskana the dina she'ein lochosh afa chatchila lechumras of chavas das. He rejects the Chavazans altogether. All she is one bedika at the end of the time, the end of that unit of time. The Av Shevisipre Zipre Tzedek Hevi Chumras HaChavazans Ein Ze Iker LaLocha Ela Iker Kedas Rova Achonim Shekelu V'Ze Av LaChatchila Ve'idu Shekein Aminik. Even that's a Chumra. And therefore, that is the minute. Okay? Now, just to go some in terms of contemporary poskim, the Badei Shulchan says to check three times. You look it up. It's in Kuf Pei Tes, according to Dal. We'll come to Kuf Pei Tes, but he says to check three times. Okay? Before Shkia, after Tzeis, and one in the morning, one in the evening, before Shkia, late afternoon, or one after Tzeis. Okay, that's if Verona's during the day. Verona's during the night. Then one at the beginning of the night, one before she goes to sleep, and one in the morning. Okay? The Shevet Alevi also, Ravozna, also, by us, Kuf Pei Dalad, Sukkotan Dalad, those tests of one Dalad, Sukkotan Dalad, agrees also to need three bedikas. However, he says that if you can't, then do two. And really, stuck one's good enough at the end of the day. Right, there are other things, but if she finds a kesem, he writes, I'm saying this as a side point, that Shevet Levi writes that if she finds a kesem, which ordinarily wouldn't be a problem, kesem means a stain, and let's say it's smaller than the shear, not an issue, you would have to worry about it, but if it's on this day, then she does have to worry about it and do a bedika. Anything out of the ordinary's day requires a bedika. So it's interesting because I think despite the Badei Shulchan, despite the many poskim, I wanted to ask Rashatov, I don't remember what he said. I know that I confirmed that with some lobster, where Willig says, you know, if it's a mission, you don't do any bedika, okay, and they start, you know, the automatic, you do one is enough. Okay, one's enough. The issue is, again, the more bedikas you do, sometimes the more trouble you're asking for. No one's had that early in the year. Remember, someone said, what do you do bedika for? You're asking for trouble. Especially, you know, there's irritation, the other things that happen when you're poking around there. So it really is different ways. I guess two different drachen and psak. Between the Badei Shulchan and the machmen, this, the Shevet Levi's machmen, do more bedikas. I think that, again, I'll ask Brunet, I'll ask Rashata, the minute what he holds. I think he holds one. That's most of the post around, our post around here. Hold like that. That the one bedika is enough. So further question, same thing. You know, doing the Shiva Nakiyam, you have to do bedikas. So it says no, do twice a day or more than twice. But we do the minimum. So there are different shittas about it. Okay, yeah.
How the
Rav
says twice, like
the Rav
says once.
Right, but some learn the twice only by Yerusha Mess. I'm talking about our woman today.
Oh, so the
Yeah. Okay, I'm just saying, you can ask, I don't know, you ask Shalos in terms of Lucas Nida. I asked Rosh Lobsky this morning, he told me, that, you know, which I thought, that's what I heard, and we learned that the Rulig says that one is enough, and I think every son also says like that.
Only by being on this time.
Huh?
Only by being
Yeah. And the other times, you know, yeah. I'm not sure, I think there's even by Vesa Choda, let's say the 20, day 25, you know, she saw. Expect the following month. I think some people don't eat at all. They don't eat at all. Again, it's a I don't want to say hashkafic. It's a halachic approach. Different halachic approaches to bedikas. Should we do more bedikas or do less bedikas? You know, sometimes better to do less bedikas. So told you that somebody that had some sort of David Cohen, the posik, and you heard of him, heard of David Cohen, the posik in Flatbush. Feibel Cohen, another book, Feibel Cohen wrote it by the Shulchan. Both great Talmud Chachamim there for them, both were Chaverlin. But somebody who I know was having trouble conceiving or whatever, with Bedikas, and couldn't get clean Bedikas, all kinds of trouble. And they were going to Feibel Cohen. And David Cohen said, if you're going to go to him, you're never going to get a cool. And, you know, his approach is a different approach. You know, it's a different approach on Halacha. They require more Bedikas and so on. Sometimes we can make on Bedikas, you know, if there's a need. And I think in general, around here, the people are making at least in this situation. Not to do not altogether, certain Bedikas that are must learn. But I think that manifests itself over here. Okay, the last thing I want to mention here to finish up this unit is what happened if you did, Rabbi Yosef brings it up in 29 on the third line. In Bodka Bishasa Vesa, she did the Bedika, Venevar Ha'ed. Lost the Bedika cloth, the old lost the Bedika cloth. Okay? So you're right, Tidok Ato, Mare Torah. So do it now, do another Bedika right now, and she's Torah if it's good. Okay? Mikol Shekain, Shein Lalachos, Atolos Meir Aglaim, Bemeshach Koma Veses, Udloka Piske Tshuva. Okay, that's something else. Afilim Yisrachza Bechol Chalke Gufa, Biyoma Veses. The Diebe Eilach Zika Bechol, even she washed the whole, took a bath. A shower. He talks about that. Shiva Levi talks about also suggests that a woman shouldn't go to a pool to swim and so on. And Rabbi Yosef, even if she did, we don't say she's tamei. And she says that maybe, because you could say, you could argue better things that she's tamei. Maybe the dam kind of got washed away with the bath water and so on. And Latif Dok Achshavari Tahora and so on. Just do the Bedika now and she's Torah. Okay. Okay, the Chavis Das in Biurim, so we've gotten Yudal Loregisha, and it's Tapakti. Kema the Ikar Hetem Mikach Loregisha, Im Kain, Im Bodka Atzma B'Shas Veses V'Neva Ra'eid, the Shuv Leka Raya Mehod Loregisha, the Emar Gosh is Eid Havo, okay, Kedamrin B'Resh Parak Aroa Kesem, Efshar the Tmei B'Tzorach Nyon. He has a Suffolk, okay, in the sake of the Raisa, okay, because maybe there was Argosha, okay. And the only thing is, she didn't notice it because of the aid. You know, the Bedikah, we discussed that. It was Argosha's aid. And now there's no evidence whether she was dominant. So you better treat her as tummy. You follow? You lost the cloth. You dropped the cloth. It got lost. So we have no evidence. You see the words? Yistapakti came with the Ikar Heter. He called it Ohergisha. And then you can't say this Orgisha because maybe the Argosha was masked by the Bedikas we discussed. So then now you have nothing on the aid, you know, the aid disappeared. So you don't know whether she had blood or not. We better be choshesh. Okay. Mishkachuva, it's fucking ches, right? Hergisha, the Bodkats of Never Aid, Osir, the Shuv Lekarayim, other Orgisha, the Sargosh, the Aidu. Okay, that's like the Chavis Das, which Rabbi Yosef disagreed with. Okay, who had dinu b'shas vesta itilamayim gam kein tmeya kishor vesta lo barkol regisha. Assume that was the hargosha. Fine. The Avnei Nezer, we'll finish with this, and soon Reish Lamed his tshuvas. You're there soon Reish Lamed. Beinyan isha shabod os alaf. Beinyan isha shabod kabishas vesta v'never aid. This topic achavas das, right? This topic achavas das. The chol ahetim mishmul gisha. And here you can't say it because maybe the argosh is aid. So he writes because of pischet tshuva, right? Which we saw. Do we see it? No. I think of that pischet tshuva. The quote of pischet tshuva is in Yurches. Good. What I'm more interested in really is in Bays, not Mas Mako. Just a second. One second. You know, everyone's been talking to me. Yeah, that's the key. Chavis Das on this topic, Rakim Latir Belobadika. Okay, in other words, even if you want to be machmer like the Chavis Das, okay, about the case when the aid is lost, but if she did another bedika, even a few days later, then we're not going to pile on that. We're not going to pile on those who say that the bedika later on doesn't help. Okay, in other words, what is the bedika later on? Not so many days she normally bleeds. A woman normally bleeds more than one day. Okay, so that's okay. It's muteris. Because the norm is to bleed a few days. So this later bedika shows that nothing started yet. Without such a bedika to suffer, it shows that nothing started. So he says, even even when we machmer like the Chavis Das, he says, Tzorach Iyun, right? Efshar Tmeya. Look at 30. Is nistapakti. Came in the ikrat makot or gishim. Came in bodka atzma shas vesed. Never ate the shul lekarayma or gisha. The emar garzayin ava. Come in bereshor has efshar the tmeya. He says the avdinayin says efshar the tmeya. Again, without a bdika. Right, but I'm vodka v'sokom v'esed. Yeah, but if she did a bedika, then it's about a good. Yeah, that's the avodah. Okay, without such a bedika, it's not a suffix. He's just clarifying what the suffix of the Chavis Das was. He said the Chavis Das is nistapakti. It's only nistapakti if she didn't do, in other words, she didn't do another bedika. But if Yitaka did another bedika, no shalom about it. Even if she did it later on. Okay. All right, we'll stop here. We'll do sheets tomorrow.